This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. So we got the initial numbers on how well our current flu shot is doing. It's a lot higher than I expected. But before we talk about flu, I just want to put the coronavirus numbers out there because we've got a lot to talk about today. Where we're at with coronavirus, which is not flu, that's the epidemic going on in China. We're at 77,000 total cases. It seems to be starting to level off a little bit because over this last week, it's been in the 70,000. So we're not seeing exponential rises. We're not seeing linear, but it seems to be still rising, but starting to stave off a little bit. We've had over 2,200 deaths. They say 18,900 people have recovered from it and are doing fine. We have currently 56,000 active cases, 21,000 closed cases. So we're doing pretty good there. If we have any more updates, we'll keep you posted on that. Well, not like doing good in terms of that's a lot, but if we're starting to slow things down, that's very, very positive. There is a company that is claiming, I believe it's out of Texas, that they do already have a vaccine. They already have what they need to make a vaccine, can hopefully accelerate it. Nick of time, almost a little bit too late, but you know, we do need to implement vaccination for this because we're still nowhere near this thing being over. So hopefully it's starting to slow down. Unfortunately, we still have a lot of cases. Now, flu, though, is in the news because, you know, people are more worried about the flu. The flu kills a hell of a lot more people than the coronavirus. So right now with flu, we've had, I think, about 92 chilled pediatric deaths. We've had, so thank God we've had no deaths from coronavirus, but from flu we've had about 92 flu deaths with kids. Overall, we've had over 22 million cases of flu, and I apologize, I don't have the numbers of the death count. I think we were over 10,000. I need to reconfirm that when it comes to regular flu. And obviously, that is huge. I mean, compared to coronavirus with the 2,200 deaths, we're dealing with an epidemic of our own, and nobody seems to talk about it. I mean, it's in the news, and you know, we kind of get exhausted in the media talking about the flu, so then you don't hear about it. Everyone's talking about coronavirus, but still, flu is, you know, the number one pathogenic killer right now in the United States. There's been about 160,000 hospitalizations, and so how has our flu shot been doing? Well, the latest says that our flu shot is about 50% effective, 45% effective in adults, 55% effective in kids. And that's pretty good. Okay, so in a good year, the flu shot will be effective about 60-some percent. You're never going to have 100% because the virus changes and it mutates. And they have to make their best guess the year before. So like right now, it's February. Right now, they're trying to figure out the vaccine for next year's flu season. And they have to follow what's going on in Australia and the Southern Hemisphere. So we take our best guess in January and February. So a good year is about 60-65% effective. So us being at 50% is pretty damn good. Now, what's a bad year? Well, back in 2014, that's when the flu shot was only 19% effective. That was really embarrassing. Then the year after that, 15-16 season, we're about 48%. 16-17 season, we're about 40%. 17-18 season, 38%. So we've been kind of waxing and waning. Last year, it was okay. you know, we didn't have as much of a mismatch, but a couple years ago, again, it wasn't as, I think we were at 20-some percent effectiveness. So here we are at the 50% mark. They're averaging between adult and pediatric. So what does that mean? Well, I actually interpret it as a lot more optimistic than others. And the reason why is, and I'm sorry, my nose is running. The reason why is we had kind of like a double-pronged flu season. We, our flu shot protected against three strains, right? Two A's and one B. Well, this flu season, we started to get hit with the B version first. And we were like, okay, well, this isn't it. We know we're going to get hit with the A version soon. So we got hit with the B version, then we got hit with the A version. And if we're looking at 50% of the people who got the flu shot didn't get the flu, that's pretty damn good, especially when we had multiple strains becoming very prominent this year. Now, the influenza B one, even though they could cause pandemics, it doesn't seem to cause as many serious flu outbreaks as we've seen the H3N2 A strain. The H3N2 did make its rounds this year. In fact, we're seeing a lot of the cases now. But what I'm seeing with my patients that I've been taking care of that have gone and gotten swabbed is, and then family members are like, well, I need to have a flu, is it seems to be still an equal amount of A and B, you know, so both strains are still circulating, but B came first, then A, and which is kind of the opposite because usually A and then B, but we won't go there. That's not how they're named, by the way. So when a flu shot has that efficacy, it means it did fairly well. The problem is you have somebody out there go, well, it didn't work for me. Well, you know, or I got sick. You aren't really supposed to get sick from the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine is a killed virus, so they take the virus, they basically make it completely inactivated. So, but they keep the shell in a way, so the protein, so your body can recognize those proteins. We have live attenuated one where we kind of weaken the virus to the point where if you do get it, it doesn't do anything, and your body will still mount an immune response. This flu shot we're talking about is the killed vaccine, the inactivated one, and so we still being in flu season. In fact, we have seen a surge of flu. We suggest that you still do get the flu shot. Flu shot takes about 2 weeks to kick in. How long does it take to make? Well, like I said, right now, you have the convenings of the powers that be, including the World Health Organization, CDC, to decide what that next virus or which next viruses we need to protect against. They always want to protect against an H1N1, which caused the swine flu. They always want to protect against an H3N2. They always want to protect against an influenza B. And then there's another version on the quadrivalent called Phuket, which I can't really pronounce correctly because it'll be a bad word. The quadrivalent will also protect against that, which is a B. So we do our best, you know, and so, you know, when people talk about how the flu shot kind of stunk this year, it didn't do that badly. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making headlines, obviously, over the last few days, is the discussion of Michael Bloomberg's NDAs, or non-disclosure agreements, with women who accused him of harassment. Elizabeth Warren hit him really hard within the first 2 minutes of the debate, saying she'd like to see what's in them. And this push to open up the non-disclosure agreements has been a very, very hot topic one. And it's a very, very common act of companies to make employees who are leaving sign something saying they're not going to give trade secrets. I'm sure people who leave the White House have to sign it. There's, you know, when you work for a place and you go to the competition, because the average person will work and go to the competition. If the contract contract doesn't have a non-compete clause, and then the non-compete clause prevents you from going to competition in a certain mile radius for a certain period of time, which really, really stinks and limits the employees, but I get that. I get that. They will have you, upon leaving, sign a non-disclosure agreement. Now, you would think most people would be like, I'm not signing anything. I'm leaving. See ya. Well, many of them will give a severance package. And so you will get the severance package only if you sign the non-disclosure agreement. So for those people who go, really, I really don't care about your secrets. Honestly, I think your company is run pretty crappy. I don't think anybody even wants to know about it. Fine, I'll take the severance. Let me sign it. I don't know the legality of that, if that's really legal, but a lot of companies do that. When there is workplace misconduct and somebody threatens to sue, whether there's proof or not, companies might go and turn to the non-disclosure agreement and say, look, we don't have time to fight this. We will settle. But if we do settle and give you X amount of money, you can't come back and accuse us again. Can't do double jeopardy. So some people take the settlement, some don't. The majority of people might go and take the settlement because lawyers are costly. The embarrassment, the re-victimization of going through it. So you do have many people that feel forced, you know what, I might as well take the settlement. Settlement doesn't really correct the wrong for any of us that have ever been harassed or assaulted, but it allows some degree of moving on for at least the employer. Well, billionaire business executive Michael Bloomberg, who is running for office and has made it to the debate stage due to his very, very, his nice coffers that he could use for his campaign, was pressed by Senator Elizabeth Warren about the non-disclosure agreements that women signed regarding allegations of workplace misconduct at his media company. And so he acknowledged that they were there to settle issues. And he had said that none of them accused me of doing anything other than maybe did it like a joke I told. They signed those agreements and will live with it. But Elizabeth Warren doesn't want to just live with it. She said on CNN that Bloomberg's comments on women were disqualifying. So if Bloomberg is going to come in and try to Donald Trump the race, and it sounds like these other candidates are a little worried about that, they're going to go on the attack. So Elizabeth Warren wrote, Mike Bloomberg can easily release the women who have accused him of sexual harassment and who voluntarily want to speak about their experiences from their non-disclosure agreements. Take a look at how simple and straightforward it would be. So they actually are looking at the release and covenant not to sue. They're looking at what Bloomberg made them sign. And basically, she and lawyers are telling women, whoever wants to come forward, you probably can. Very, very scary. Very, very dicey. For a person to go against and breach their non-disclosure agreement, it could open them up to a whole slew of liability. Now, people will say, yeah, but you're going to have public opinion, and, you know, the public's going to protect them. It really doesn't. Once the story's over, I mean, and they're out in the open, not to mention if some people look at the allegations and go, wait a second, all he did was kind of tell a limerick. Are you kidding me? So I don't know how willing women are going to want to come out, assuming they're women. So, you know, to breach an NDA, there is a way to do it. And one way to do it is if the media is portraying the victims incorrectly. So let's say you signed an NDA and the place of work is either bad mouthing you or they are saying, these women tried to get money because all I did was say a joke. The women could say it was more than a joke. How do I set the record straight? So there are ways through this NDA to release certain information if you are setting the record straight. And so, but hopefully it was in the NDA. Now, there's a lot of states that are now wanting to change the rules on these non-disclosure agreements because they want to make sure that anybody who was assaulted, workplace harassment, sex discrimination, etc., doesn't get silenced. California Code of Civil Procedure 1001 invalidates and renders void a provision within a settlement agreement that prevents the disclosure of factual information related to a claim filed in a civil action or complaint filed in an administrative action, including sexual harassment, workplace harassment, sex discrimination. But in order for this to apply, the parties must have entered into the agreement on or after January 1, 2019. So, and then that's the key. Was it a fact? So, you know, it's, as far as I'm concerned, I agree with people who, if you have been abused and workplace wants to lump it into trade secrets, that's not cool. And many people on their exit of leaving a company feel very scared and feel very forced to have to sign something. And so I agree that there should be an out for that. However, what do we do when there are false claims? The thing we have never figured out in this, you know, whole Me Too movement is what to do when somebody's lying. And you do have a lot of companies that have no idea what the heck happened. There's a he said, she said, and to make it go away, they'll do a settlement. And so, and I'm not saying, you know, these companies are innocent. I mean, you know, I'd like to err more on the side of the caution if somebody felt harassed and somebody felt, you know, assaulted. But if non-disclosure agreements start to not become, shall we say, solid, and there's room for people who leave the company to take revenge, then I fear that many companies are not going to want to hire women. I mean, it stinks that as much progress we make, I keep saying this, we put ourselves back some. But if somebody leaves a company, I know of one place of business where people are leaving in droves, and they feel wronged, and they're going to leave. Some might sign a non-disclosure agreement, some not. But what if one of them goes, you want to know what? This happened. And I have to admit, the after-the-fact remembering isn't always, you know, malicious. A lot of times you innocently go, you know, this happened, and I put up with it. And it was one of the least things that bothered me, but it was still very harassing. And so, you know, coming out later and saying, look, this happened to me, do employers deserve some protection? And then how do you know if it's fact or not? And then do employees, you know, deserve the right to say, you know, look, they wronged me? So we don't have this down. And if more states decide to say, you know what, okay, if you do an NDA, it doesn't include harassment, then that means an employer is going to have to pursue to the nth degree the evidence of that harassment. Because if it is going to be set in stone and written that that happened, then that's going to put even more pressure on the victim for proof. And if employers find themselves in a vice, they'll be like, you know what, it's just easier to hire men. We aren't going to be having them this, you know, these harassment accusations. Or they'll be less likely that harassment will happen because you have less women. So we have to be very, very careful about what we do moving forward because it could actually hurt women more than it ever has. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
About 1,000 Democratic voters in Nevada are reportedly being notified that their early ballots have been tossed out because of errors. The Nevada Independent says that's nearly 3% of the 36,000 ballots cast in the first 3 days of early voting. Another 39,000 ballots have yet to be counted. Megan Messerly with the Nevada Independent says Joe Biden is all in when it comes to Nevada.
He's clearly investing all of his resources, pulling those away from Super Tuesday states and into Nevada. The question I think will be, is it too little, too late?
The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak is steadily increasing. The illness now has claimed the lives of more than 2,200 people around the world. Most of the deaths have been in mainland China, with at least 11 coming from outside the country. President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Las Vegas. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One study came out, which I find a little concerning, and it looks at the wealth of the millennial generation. And they say that their wealth is still lagging behind previous generations at the same age. So when it comes to real estate, investments, consumer goods, they are far behind previous generations, like the Xers, which is my generation, the Boomers, or the Traditionalists. They say millennials owned only 4.6% of total U.S. assets in the third quarter of last year. That was the year when this middle of the generation was turning 30. That compares to 7.8% of my generation in 2002, 25% for baby boomers in 1990. The median boomer was slightly older at 35 years old. We didn't have data for boomers at the age of 30. So, what does that mean? Who cares? Well, if your millennials aren't buyers and investors and as intertwined with the economy, it really changes the whole face of how our economy is going to shape. The predictability of the boomers helped grow, you know, suburbia in a way. The post, even though the traditionalists were the ones that kind of moved out to the suburbs, but it was because we have kids. We want to raise families. We just went through two big wars. You know, we want a house and we want land and we want, you know, more kids. And there was a huge population boom, you know, as our men came back. And boy, did our, gosh, man, our soldiers look good, didn't they? I would have had 8 kids. And then having all these kids and having baby boomers start to grow up in the 50s and 60s, you know, and then, you know, then Vietnam, baby boomers then having themselves to, you know, be a part of Vietnam, their attitudes changed, especially since there was a lot of communism sort of scares that pervaded their growing up. And they didn't want a communist society. Baby boomers wanted nothing to do with the way things were done in Russia, the way things had been done in Germany that the parents had told them. And so they really embraced the whole American way. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to, you know, make my mark. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to enjoy America freedom and the freedoms that America offers. There was a lot more of an American sentiment. I know there was a lot of, you know, riots and, you know, demonstrations when it came to Vietnam, but you did have a sense of American pride and how the way our republic, you know, approaches, you know, economy and the way it approaches, you know, being non-communistic or non-socialist, there was more of an embrace by the boomers. The millennials, a little different. And a lot of the millennials were not ready for the recession that they saw. Now, we had recessions. We had recessions in the 70s. We had a recession in the 80s. We had a recession in the 90s. You know, I was poor most of it, so I didn't really notice it. But a lot of the millennials really noticed the last one during the Obama years, whether we think Obama had anything to do with it or not. And it was frightening because the millennials saw what happened to their parents. Whereas when I was growing up, it was, okay, and I understand if my family's poor, I take care of my parents. But, you know, a lot of parents had jobs. They were in corporate America. They wore their suits. They, you know, the baby boomers seemed to find a niche in economy. When the millennials saw what happened in during the whole, you know, internet takeover and smartphone takeover and start for automation and recession, it scared the hell out of them. They were like, well, I'm not going to spend money on a car that depreciates. They got smarter. Like, I'm not going to buy a house that's going to, you know, possibly lose money or crash during a recession. And they go, I'm not going to make the same mistakes as my parents did or my aunts and uncles did. Then they look at college differently. Well, my parents had college. That did nothing for them. Mine didn't. But the millennials might be looking at, my parents had a college degree. That did absolutely nothing for them. So then their attitudes start to change towards college. So when they're like, why am I buying a house? Why am I, you know, taking out student debt for a college degree that won't even guarantee me a job? I'm going to be competing with automation. Whatever job I have now is going to look completely different because computers took over. And again, millennials grew up in the internet age, where whatever we thought was never going to be overrun in a, you know, a job that would be solid, they saw the opposite. You know, Walmart stores started to pop up all over the place. And you were like, wow, you know, Walmart's never going to have an issue. Well, they could. But now with internet and Amazon, Walmart has to be on its toes. You might not see as many Walmart stores if they don't need to have the real estate. So when your millennial starts to look at this, They're like, I don't know. I think, you know, I'm going to save the money. They will buy internet. They will buy laptops. They will buy smartphones. Millennials are very much into investing into tech. They like their tech, and they understand that that's where we are. But the millennials, you know, a lot of them, as they're doing their jobs as accountants, are like an accountant. I'm an accountant. He's like, why do I need an office? I don't need to meet with people. If I do, I could just meet them for lunch. Pay for lunch and save money. But to have an office and spend money on a secretary or assistant, spend money on power bills, cleaning, just the real estate of it. People email me their stuff. I email it back. I don't need to see people. So, you know, there's a lot of companies that don't necessarily need office space. In fact, one rising industry is where if you have once a month meetings, there's a place where you can just book that room once a month. Just pay a couple hundred dollars for that one time you need that meeting. They even have P.O. boxes and things like that. So you don't necessarily have to rent space. The millennials are driving this ingenuity. And we've talked about this on the show. They're smart. They're one of the smartest generations. The only thing is what does that mean if they're not buying the house? What if it means if they're not going to get the college education? I mean, many are. But what about the roots? Same thing with the approach to family. Just because I have a kid with somebody doesn't mean I have to marry them. Look what happened to my parents. They got divorced half a dozen times. So we also have a much different culture when it comes to family and the nuclear family. You have a dad with three baby mamas. You have boyfriends, girlfriends, raising kids that aren't theirs. And so why buy a house with somebody I'm dating when if I need a new job and I have to move? You know, it's a much different world that they live in. And they're shrewder. Then we have the predictability. All right, you get a degree, you get a job, you buy a house, that job's going to take care of you for 20, 25 years. The average person doesn't stay at a job longer than two, if that. So if we don't have the commitment of the millennials into the economy, into the real estate, into certain industries, those industries are going to fail. Which means we need to find out and we need to decide what we want our future to be. If the millennials are spending the way they're spending because we can't predict the future and they're scared, then let's start planning what the future will be now. If it's going to be automated, if it's going to be, you know, all working from home. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the race to figure out how to address superbugs is now involving AI. And scientists discover a powerful antibiotic using artificial intelligence. It has been heralded by experts as a major breakthrough in the fight against the growing problem of drug resistance. And they used a powerful algorithm to analyze more than 100 million chemical compounds in a matter of days. The newly discovered compound was able to kill 35 types of potentially deadly bacteria. Antibiotic-resistant infections obviously have risen. And if antibiotics are taken inappropriately, harmful bacteria living inside the body become resistant to them. People, again, they don't understand how that happens, but basically what it is, the bacteria that don't die on the first assault obviously have some sort of genes that allows them to propagate, whereas the other bacteria that died are dead. It's kind of like a survival of the fittest. Or, if the antibiotic isn't taken strong enough, like, I only take it for 2 days. Then the bacteria are like, wait a second, I was about to die, but I didn't. Okay, now I can, make more progeny. And sometimes those progeny are stronger than the antibiotic. And, I do telemedicine, and I take care of patients online, and I love a lot of these patients, but some of them ripped me a new one because they want an antibiotic. They go, I need an antibiotic, and they're able to now call in and get one. Even though telemedicine companies have strict guidelines, there's thousands and thousands of calls coming in to telemedicine companies of people wanting antibiotics. And so I fear the antibiotic resistance can still continue. So we need to create new antibiotics or non-antibiotic ways to kill bacteria. Now, Regina Barzilay, senior researcher on this particular project at MIT, says in terms of antibiotic discovery, this is absolutely a first. The discovery was made using an algorithm inspired by the architecture of the human brain. Scientists trained it to analyze the structure of 2,500 drugs and other compounds to find those with the most antibacterial qualities that could kill E. coli. They then selected around 100 candidates for physical testing before discovering Halicin. James Collins, a bioengineer, says, I think this is one of the more powerful antibiotics that have been discovered to date. We wanted to develop a platform that would allow us to harness the power of artificial intelligence to usher in a new age of antibiotic drug discovery. Can I just stop here for a second? Does that bother you guys? That we need artificial intelligence to figure stuff out? It's artificial intelligence. It's not real intelligence. We have the original intelligence. We are using AI to replace us. I get this is fantastic. If a computer or a robot can see something a human can't and then create something, that's exciting. But, are we really writing us out of the industries? It just bothers me. We used AI technology to come up with this. Well, then I'll just hire AI. What am I hiring you guys for? You guys didn't figure it out. If I owned a company that needed to come up with drugs or the next, cool car or tech or whatever, and I'm being told that these companies are using AI to figure that out, just let me get that AI program. I don't need you. We really are. You just kind of watch this happen. You're like, what the hell are we doing? And being a scientist and having my science background, you are a scientist then, you end up, unfortunately, really getting ingrained with we can't stop science. We can't stop progress. If we could make something, you make it. How do you not do something that you're able to do? This is what has been frustrating people with cloning. They're like, you could make another human being from somebody else. Let's do it. Well, because then we're going to have stormtroopers. By the way, they were called stormtroopers also. The Nazi regime. We don't want stormtroopers, okay? We don't want a whole, population of people that can be, created. But in science, they're like, okay, so we know how to do this and we just don't. Well, yeah, we know how to make bombs that can wipe out cities. So it's very frustrating from a scientific standpoint. And with artificial intelligence, no one's going to stop because they want the credit for coming up with a algorithm or something. They want the credit for coming up with the artificial intelligence, saying, look, I created this artificial intelligence. They might patent it, they might make a crap load of money, but they're making humans worthless. And I'm not saying it's going to be like Terminator 2 or, what was that movie I just saw where the robots kind of took over? Ex Machina, something like that. Ex Machina. I'm not saying it's going to be like that anytime soon. But we really are moving towards that sort of a picture. You know, doctors are developing and researchers are developing ways where artificial intelligence is reading the radiology image better than a human. Am I the only one that finds that disturbing? So how are we going to be then, you know, doing x-rays and CT? So you get a CAT scan, you just stick it in a machine, and then the machine reads it, all normal. Now, the average person's like, sounds good to me. Because the average human could be sitting there on his phone or her phone, distracted, flirting with somebody. Sounds good to me. Doesn't sound good to me. All right? Because a lot of medicine is instinct. I have seen EKGs wrong. Any of us in medicine that were forced to use an EKG where the machine would give out its own interpretation would groan and go, I'm not even going to read it. I'm going to look at it myself. And I can't tell you how many times that EKG was read as normal. And I'm like, but no, it's not. This isn't normal. You have something wrong. But that's how things are going. Okay? They, you know, trust me, in healthcare, they would love non-doctors. Doctors make too much money, people believe. I don't. For the amount of work and time and investment we put into our education, we basically lose our youth. And then we put our families at risk all the time, bringing home tuberculosis and HIV and hepatitis and whatever else, flu, coronavirus. I mean, I don't think doctors are overpaid. Maybe a couple of them out there, but the average primary care doctor, hell no. But for as we start to go socialized, there's going to be this push to have non-doctors do everything. And machines give your output. So you'll pee in a cup. Cup will say what you have the results. You'll be told what to do with the results. You'll be given a medication, all done by computer. No doctor. It's going to save healthcare billions. Until somebody realizes, wait a second, there's something else going on. I don't trust the machines. But we're working so hard to make artificial intelligence. We're working so hard to make this artificial intelligence such that we have, you know, machines doing our work. So, I get that we do need to recruit. I get that, you know, we can always better ourselves. And if we're going to create a tool, use that tool to help us make a better tool. But I just think everybody kind of needs to stop and think, go, where are we going with this? Unemployment, mass unemployment, no matter how good your computer or smartphone is going to lead to a huge depression. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.